सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय
नाशाय
कृष्णाय वयं नमः।
श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः। श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
So yesterday we had seen Vidura comes after his Tirthayatra. He comes back to Hastinapura. During the war he was not there. He had gone to visit the places of pilgrimage. So when he comes, all the people there, Hastinapura, Yudhishthira had become the king. All of them gathered around him, shed tears of joy. Later, when he was comforted, rested, fed, Yudhishthira comes to him, saying, "So, Father, do you remember how many ways you have saved us, protected us? What all are the places you have visited? You are holy personage. All fine.
Put an emergency pacemaker.
बिल्कुल सीरियस आंटी वाइफ ने हुई थे दोनों तेरे जो पंडित ही मस्त
Yeah.
है।
Personalities like you sanctify the places you visit. Because you carry the Lord in your heart. So then, Vidura describes all he has done, but one thing he did not retain. What was that? All the Yadavas, they had fought among themselves and killed, but that he did not mention. He remained there for some time. He was treated like God. Respected him, bowed him, made him Hastinapura. Then one day he went to Dhritarashtra and said, "Very soon we must leave from here because the final moments have come where everybody has to leave the body. This choice is not given to us. Kalo Paramadustara. And you have been living here without any respect. Bhima has been giving you rice balls and like a dog you are eating here. Why do you want to hang on to this body? The purpose of life is God realization and you are not doing anything. Therefore, you have to immediately leave the palace towards the northern direction towards Himalayas." So thus, he could convince the master and all of them leave the place. Then what happens? So Dhritarashtra, Gandhari, and Vidura, all of them leave. Next day, Yudhishthira comes to the palace. He worships, he does his morning rituals, Agnihotra, etc. And when he comes to the palace in order to take blessing from Dhritarashtra and his sister, he becomes extremely anxious. He finds Sanjaya there, who is ever with Dhritarashtra. So then he asks Sanjaya, "Where is our father?" And then Yudhishthira says, "Did I use some hurtful words, harmful words, because of which he felt hurt, and both husband and wife have plunged into Ganga and he himself did something like that happen? I'm an ignorant person, immature person. I must have spoken something which must have hurt them," etc., etc. Imagining. So the day had been gone. Yudhishthira asked Sanjay, "Then what happened?" Understand, verse number 34. Kṛpayā sneha vaiklavyāt sūto virah harshitah ātmeśvaram ajakṣāṇah na bhaktyāhāti pīḍitah. So when this question was asked, "Where is Dhritarashtra?" Sanjaya could not answer for some time. Because he was so attached to Dhritarashtra, Snehavaiklavya, because of intense attachment. Tormented by the pang of separation. So he was not even able to speak. Nivrajyāśūnipāṇibhyāṁ विष्टभ्यात्मानमात्मना अजातशत्रुं प्रत्युचे प्रभोपादावरुस्मरन्. He wiped his tears and then controlling himself, he spoke these words, remembering what he was asking, what he said. "Nāhaṁ veda-vyavasitam पित्रोर्वकुलनन्दन गान्धार्या वामहाबाहो मुषितोऽस्मि महात्मभिः." "O king, I have no idea where they have gone. In fact, they did not even tell me. Without telling anybody, they have cheated or what do you call that? They just, without telling us, they left." So it was at that time something happens. Now nobody knows where to search, what to do, what happened. "Atha Bhagavan Narada प्रत्युत्थायाभिवाद्याः सानुजोऽभ्यर्चयन्निव." Exactly at that time, who comes? Narada Rishi comes. Now you will always find this. Whenever there is a situation when there is a complete, what do you call it? There is some crossroads, nobody knows what to do, Narada Rishi will come. What was a similar situation earlier in the very same temple, you will find Vyasa Rishi. After having written Mahabharata, after having compiled the Vedas, he was not really sad. And he did not know why he was sad. So he was sitting there on the banks of Saraswati, thinking that I did everything what I could do. The essence of Vedas had been given in the form of Mahabharata. Even then, why am I sad? At that time, again, Narada Rishi. You will always find that such Mahatmas, whenever they are in confusion, someday something would happen and then hear the path. Same thing happens here also. Yudhishthira is very sad. Nobody knows what happened and what to do. At that time, Narada Rishi comes. Immediately both of them together, And then what happened? Vishnu Bhagavan, and Vishnu spoke these words to Narada. Namo Veeranarimbito Bhagavan Kvagadavitaha Ambavahadaputrata Kvagadajatapaswini. Where have they gone? Nobody knows. In that intense suffering, sorrow, we don't know what they have done and what they would do. Please guide us. Karnadhara Ivapari Bhagavan Paradarshakah Athavabhashe Bhagavan Narado Munisattamah. That Narada Rishi, who is Munisattamah, the best among all the sages, who is like Karnadhara Iva Apare. He's like the captain of the ship to cross over the infinite ocean. Paradarshaka. Now, Narada Rishi spoke these words. Now, these words are all full of wisdom. You see, Vedavyasa Rishi would again and again infuse the words of wisdom in all such situations. You can see that now. So now what did Narada Rishi say? Ma kanchana suto rajan yarishwarvasam jagat lokasaparayasyene vahanti varinishituh Sasamyunati Bhutani Saevaviyunati Chanashucharajan. O King, don't grieve, don't be sad. By Yad Ishwarakasham Jagat, the whole world is governed by the Lord. The world is in safe hands. These are all amazing tips for happiness. Whenever you are tense, worried, stressed, anxious, see what is happening in this world, always remember this. What is it? Yad Ishwaravasam Jagat. It's a simple Sanskrit verse. Ishwaravasam Jagat. This world is in safe hands. An omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Lord is taking care of this world. World is perfect. Perfectly taken care by perfect God. Don't unnecessarily get tense and worried. Logaha, sapalaha, yasya ime vahanti. Everybody is constantly worshipping the Lord. Whether they be the people or the guardian deities of this world, everybody's worshipping the Lord. Whether you are a believer in God or non-believer in God, you are walking the ways of God only. There is no choice, man. Bhagavan has made the law. What is the law? As you sow, so shall you reap. Now, is there anybody who is free from this law or above law? So, obeying the law itself is the worship of the lawgiver. Who has any choice? Nobody has any choice. So, therefore, O King, don't unnecessarily get tension. Everything is fine. Sa samyunati bhutani sa. He brings people together, he separates them. Everything is under his control. A beautiful example is now. Yathāgāvo nasiprotāha tantyāṁ vahanti. Just like a cow or a bull. How do we control that bull? Bull appears very powerful. So we have this nose strength. Nasi. So the nose, there is a string, and that string is connected with the long rope. The owner of the bull controls the bull by this, isn't it? Now, is that bull, does that bull have any freedom? There's no freedom. That bull may be very powerful, but if it does anything, it is going to suffer. So, how that owner controls the bull in the same way, each and every one of us, we are controlled by the law. Now, it's very interesting. See, so there is a rope and there is a string. Correct? The rope, there is a string. In the same way, there is something called general do's and don'ts, and there is something called specific do's and don'ts. Swadharma. Swadharma means something which is specifically, personally for me. There is a general dharma and there is a specific dharma. So how does Bhagavan control us? There is a general do's and don'ts, there is a specific do's and don'ts also with respect to individual. And how does the Lord guide us? Through the voice of conscience. That is a nostrum. There is a general rule and there is a specific nostrum. Everybody is guided by the voice of conscience. Depending upon the level of evolution, the voice of conscience also is what you call very, very loud, clear. More and more the mind is pure, the more and more the voice of conscience also is clear. The level of evolution of a person is dependent upon how clearly that person is able to listen to that voice of conscience. People who are very mature, gross, extroverted, worldly, they are not able to listen. Even they also listen, but not clearly. So in spiritual progress, as we evolve spiritually, what happens to us? We are able to listen to this voice very, very clearly, as the mind appears. And since we are able to listen to this voice clearly, we have this added responsibility of walking the path of righteousness. A criminal is able to do crime and still he may not feel any guilt. Whereas a highly evolved person, even the very thought of doing that crime may shudder at him. You see the difference? So this is how. So if a person is not able to listen to the voice of conscience clearly, he is given a lower status in the society, in the world. So that is why we have plants, insects, birds, animals, they're all based on this voice only. Gross beings, they are not even human body. As we evolve, evolution means what? Nearing God is called evolution. Nearing to our own true nature is called evolution. The more and more we evolve from, so even in human birth also, you see, tamas, higher than that, rajas, sattvic people, highly evolved, highly jnani, gunati. So everybody is controlled, that's the point. Everybody is strictly controlled, governed by the law. So whatever is happening in this world is happening by his permission, his will, his command. Nobody has any freedom here. Okay. Yathakridobaskaranam sanyogavitamaviha icchayamridusyatam tathaiveshichayamranam. Just like that. The player, let's, for example, the chess player. Whenever he feels like, he would put the coins, arrange the coins, and he start playing. And once he's bored, what does he do? Everything he puts together and puts in a corner. In the same way, Bhagwan, when he wills, he plays this game, and when he feels that it's enough, he winds up everything. Pranayam. So, Srishti Sthiti Laya is just a game for him. Yanmanyase Dhruvam Lokam Adhruvam Vanasobhayam Sarvatana Nishochyaste Snehadanyatra Mohaja. O King, whatever be your philosophy, Dhruvam, Adhruvam, Chauvayam, the Jiva is Adhruvam. This is a materialistic philosophy. This Jivatma is none other than the body, and when the body dies, it's finished. Adhruvam is impermanent. This is one philosophy, Charvaka philosophy. No, no, he is Dhruvam. Dhruvam means permanent. He goes from one body to another. And the soul is eternal, is another philosophy. No, no, Ubhayam, at the body level is impermanent, at the consciousness level is permanent. Whatever be your philosophy, in your sorrow is only because of this. What? Snehat Mohajat. Mohajat Snehat. Attachment, unhealthy attachment due to delusion. This is the cause of your sorrow. Whatever philosophy you believe in, it doesn't matter. In this world, suffering comes because of unhealthy attachment. And wherever there is unhealthy attachment, there will be suffering. Whatever your philosophy is. You get attached to somebody, know for sure that that relationship is going to give you suffering. This is the principle of suffering. And that attachment is born out of delusion, moham, ajnanam. Therefore, tasma jihyanga vaiklavyam ajnana kritam atmanah katham tvanatha kripanah vartiran stejam aminam. Therefore, give up this, what you call, vision born out of sorrow, of born out of ignorance. How will these people survive without me? I have to take care of them. Who will take care of them otherwise? Nobody can take care of anyone. Why? Listen. Kala karma guna dhinah deho yam pancha bhautipah prathamanyasu gopaye sarpagrasto yathaparam. Yudhishthira, you yourself, your condition is sarpagrasta. Sarpam is a snake. A person who is in the mouth of the snake, the python, now he is thinking, how can I save others? Hey Baba, you try to save yourself. Your sarpam is a kala sarpam. The serpent of time. Everybody is getting digested inside the tummy of the serpent called time. Everybody is getting digested. Some have been just swallowed. Some are in midway. Some are almost final. All the gray hairs, they're all the indications of digestion. Not our digestion, serpent's digestion. Sarpagrasa, everybody's condition is this. You can't even save yourself and you are thinking of the safety of somebody else. How can there be greater foolishness? This deha, this body is pancha bhautika. It is made of five elements. It has come from five elements. After some time, it has to go back to five elements. Nobody can stop. Kala karma guna adhinaha deha ayat deha. This body is under the sway of kala, karma and guna. Kala, under the sway of time. At a particular time, this body came into existence. At a particular time, this body will die. Kala adhina. Then karma adhina. There is a reason why this body has come. To exhaust the karma. Once the karma is over, this body has to die. Nobody can stop. So that is karma adhinam. Then guna adhinam. As a person evolves from tamas to rajas to sattva, body also has to change based on the gunas, based on his evolution. So therefore, as far as the physical body is concerned, nobody can protect it from dying. It has to die. It has come with a reason, and it will go once that reason, that purpose is served. So these are all the answers to the question of Yudhishthira. Oh, where have they gone? Who will take care of them? There is a lot to take care, and you are not the take care of, caretaker. You are not the one. There is a Bhagavan there. You mind your own business. Nobody can protect anyone. No, but who will feed them? I mean, the world is full of food only. Listen. अहस्तानि सहस्तानाम् अपरानि चतुष्पदाम् फल्गूनि तत्र महताम् जीवो जीवस्य जीवनम् इज वेरी फेमस को जीवो जीवस्य जीवनम् बीइंग्स आर द फूड फॉर बीइंग्स अहस्तानि सहस्तानाम् For the beings without hands or for the beings with hands, the beings without hands are the food. Plants, they don't have hands. So beings with hands eat beings without hands. Apadani chatushpadam. Foodless beings are the food for foodful beings. Chatushpadam, beings with four legs. For them, beings without leg, they are the food. Phalbhuni tatra mahatam. Smaller beings are the food for bigger beings. Big animals eat the small ones. So therefore, the world is full of food only. Don't worry about food. Everybody will get their food. Their prarabdha will ensure that they will get their food. Don't worry about that much. Your sorrow is not because of all these. Yudhishthira, your sorrow is because of the ignorance of the self. Please understand this. Tadidam bhagavan rajan etatmatmanam sudrat antarolantaro bhati paśyatam māyayorudham. O Rajan, there is this one self which is Atmanam Sutra, the witnessing consciousness in all of us. This is the only thing which is imperishable, and this is same in all beings. Eka it is. Known is one. It is Antaraha, Anantaraha. It is inside, it is outside. It is shining everywhere. Paśyatam, know that. That very same consciousness has taken different forms and appear as so many beings. Actually, there are no so many beings. There's only this consciousness, one thing, which has become many due to Maya. Mayaya, Murutha. Understand this truth. There is only one God, which is really consciousness in us, self in us, the imperishable entity. Shift your attention to that and be free from all sorrows. Don't get caught up in the names and forms shown by this Maya. This is the way to become free from all sorrows. So this is the spiritual standpoint. Now, coming down the worldly standpoint, this year, you wanted to know where you were, what do you call that? Father has gone. Father in the sense, I don't know what you call that. You want to know where Dhritarashtra and Gandharva is on, isn't the Now, that Supreme Lord who has taken a form, Lord Krishna, has taken a form, and the purpose is he is now Kalarupa, the spirit of Tali. And the purpose of his avatar is Surat Dusham Abhavaya, to kill all the evildoers, the Rakshasa, the demons. That is the purpose for which, yes, he can Nishpaditam Devakrityam Avasesham Pratikshate. Most of the work is done. Most of the evildoers are killed. In the war itself, all of them are wiped out, but few more are remaining. So, Tavad Yuyam Avikshatram, you also wait for some more time. And after that, Bhagavan is going to give up this body for which the body which was taken to eliminate all these evildoers. Some more time, little more work is done, and very soon Bhagavan is going to give up this body, abandon this body. Tell them, you also remain in this earth. धृतराष्ट्रस्सद्भ्रातः घमधार्या च स्वभार्यया दक्षिणेन हिमवतः ऋषीणामाश्रमं गतः. एज़ फार एज़ धृतराष्ट्र एंड गांधारी दे आर कंसर्न, दे आर नाउ एट द सदर्न रीजन ऑफ द हिमालयस. दे ऑलरेडी रीच देयर, दे हैव रीच्ड वन आश्रम ऑफ द ऋषिज. व्हाट इज दैट आश्रम? सप्तभिर्यावै स्वर्गुणी सप्तधाव्यधान सप्तानां प्रीतयेनानां सप्तश्रोतः प्रचक्षते. गंगा हैज डिवाइडेड इटसेल्फ इनटू सेवन स्ट्रीम्स. So there, all the Rishi Munis are saying, especially Ganga has divided itself into seven streams to please the Saptarishis, Rishis, the seven sages. So Ganga divided herself into seven streams to please these Rishis. At that place is called Saptasrotas. So now, Dhritarashtra and Gandhari, they are at present, they are there. स्नात्वानुसरणं तस्मिन् कृत्वाचाग्निर्यथाविधि अभक्ष उपशान्तात्मा सहास्ते निगतैषणः. तस्मिन् कृत्वा च अग्निर्यथाविधि. He does Agnihotra. Abhaksha, he has stopped taking food. Now he is surviving only on water. Upashantatma, his mind has become. Vigata Eshanah, all the three Eshanas have gone from his mind. What are the three Eshanas? Vitteshana, Putreshana, and Loheshana. Vitta, the desire to hunger, number one. Number two, Putreshana, desire to have progeny. Number three, Yogeshana, desire to become famous, name, fame, etc. So these are all the desires. All these desires have gone from the heart of Dhritarashtra. Now, what is his condition? Now, this portion is really amazing. Unbelievable. But Dhritarashtra, we know, not a good person, the father of Kauravas. But now this portion is stunning. What is said here? Jitasam jitasvam pratyahrida shadindriya. At present, his condition is Jitasana. He has conquered asana. This is at the body level. And his body is motionless. Jitasana. Jitaswasana. He has conquered his breath also, meaning Breathing is happening at a very slow, steady level. So, at the prana level also, annamaya kosha is done, pranamaya kosha is done, then pratyahruta shat indriya. All the six indriyas have been conquered. What are the six indriyas? The five, jnanendriya and the mind. Jnanendriyas, eyes, ears, everywhere the mind has been fully withdrawn. Now the world is not distracting him. Sense organs are not distracting him. So Indriya Nigraha also has happened. So these are all the stages of meditation. See how beautifully the philosophy of yoga, meditation, etc. is included in this. That's the beauty of Bhagavad. On superficial level, this is a story. Deep down, there is also technique to meditate. Mahavir philosophies. Pratyahruta Shadendriya Hari Bhavaniya. Because of this constant meditation upon the Lord, Hari, Hari Bhavana, meditation upon the Lord, what has happened? Dvasta Rajas Sattva Tamomala. All the impurities of the mind is gone. What are the impurities of the mind? Tamas, Rajas, and even Sattva is also an impurity. But one good thing about Sattva is it destroys Tamas and Rajas. And it destroys by itself. All these three, the mind has been completely purified. Now see what he said. Vijnanam Manisayujya Brahmanyatmanamadhare Ratambaram. For the next stage now, mind is filled with devotion. Vijnanatmanisayujya. Vijnanamaya kosha. He has gone to that stage. Meaning, intellect is very clear as to what to meditate upon. Mind is filled with devotion. So the intellect has to withdraw the mind from the world and turn the mind, its attention towards the self. As Bhagavad Gita says, Shanai Shanai Ruparame Buddhya Vritigrihitaya Atma Samsvamana Kritva Nakinchita Visiddhayet. All the philosophy is brought here. Mind, when it is running out into the world, withdraw the mind and turn its attention towards the self. This is what he is doing. Vijnanatmanisanyojya kshetrajne pradilabdhyatam. So first, replace all the worldly thoughts with spiritual thoughts. With the spiritual thoughts, turn the attention towards kshetrajna. Who is kshetrajna? The knower of the kshetra. The witness in consciousness. Turn your attention there. So he has done that. He has turned his attention to the observer. Now he is at the state of the observer level. After that, what? Brahmani Atmanamadhare Ghatambaram Iva Ambare. Just like the thought space has to merge with the total space. Actually, there is no merging. Thought space is already one with the total space. Actually, thought is never an obstruction in merging. It is just a knowledge. In the same way, first turn your attention to this observer in you, the witnessing consciousness in you, and then remain there, and suddenly something happens. What is that? The ego is destroyed. We come to know this witnessing consciousness is none other than the supreme consciousness. There is no difference at all.
Vastamayamudakam nirudhakaranashayah nivartitakilaharah asthesthanurivachalah tasyantarayomaivambhu sanyastakilakarmanah.
So with this meditation, so this is a practice, meditation practice. Every time the mind moves to the world, withdraw the mind, fix it upon the self, fix it upon the self. Again, again, turn your attention to that witnessing consciousness. As the mind abides in consciousness, you start experiencing the properties of consciousness. What are the properties of consciousness? Sat, Chit, Anand, bliss. That level goes on as it increases, just like we go to sleep. So now he has attained that state. Dvasta maya guna udarka. All the vasanas have been completely burnt down. Nirudha karana ashaya. The inner instrument has become completely silent. Mind has become quiet. Mind is now completely abiding in the self. That quiet mind is called no mind. This is called as transcending the mind. But what happens? Nivartita akhila ahara. Naturally, all the sense organs have stopped taking ahara. And what? The sense organs have ceased perceiving the world. Asthe sthanuhu iva achalaha. Now he is seated motionless like a pillar. Sthan. So therefore, Yudhishthira, tasyantarayo maiva, don't go and disturb him. Don't go and disturb him. He is in a very, very supreme state of yoga. Completely renouncing the world, completely free from body identification. He is in that state of samadhi. Now don't go and disturb him. Very soon, now Narada is going to tell what is going to happen in the future. Sava adhyatamadhanam paratat panchamehani kavevam hasyati svam tacca bhasmi bhavishyati. Again, 5 days from today, adhyatamadhanam panchamehani, 5 days after today, from today onwards, this Dhritarashtra is going to give up his body. And he is going to burn his body in yoga agni, in the fire of yoga created from his navel. Bhasmi bhavishyati, he will just burn his body into ashes. And what about the other even? Dahyamani nihirdehi patyus patni sahotaje bahisthita padim sadhi. As his body starts burning, the hut in which he is meditating, that hut anyway is made of all these leaves, etc., that hut also will start burning. And as the hut also burns, this Patibrata lady, Gandhari, she will enter into that fire and but she will also be a burning. This is what is going to happen in the next 5 days. What about Vidurajan? Vidurasthutaraścaryam nishamya guru nandana harshashokayudastasmanam gantatirthanishevakah. Vidura, he would be amazed seeing this. What? Dhritarashtra attaining to the peak of yoga, ashcaryam seeing this. Harsha Soka Yutaha, with Harsha and Soka. On one side, he is very happy that his brother has attained that supreme state. On the other side, he is very sad that now brother is no more. Harsha Soka Yutaha, Tasmat Kanta, from there he will go, Tirthanishevaka, to the places of the pilgrimage. Because now Vidura has no choice. He has to live for 100 years because he has been cursed. So therefore, he has to continue his life. But he will be amazed. Ityuktva pāyuha svargam nāra saha tumburuhu yudhishthiro vachasasya kṛdi kṛtva jahachuchaha. And these words were heard by Yudhishthira. He gave up all sorrows. And Naraji left the place. What he called, sing the name of the Lord. Now, see the greatness of Dhritarashtra. You see, always we only have that negative impression of Dhritarashtra, isn't it? That he was siding his son. These are the stories about Dhritarashtra. If you ask, write a few lines about Dhritarashtra, what will you write? All negative things. All the Kauravas were born to him, was a blind father and blinded by emotions, unhealthy attachment to his children. Was miserable, tried to kill Bhima, all this road is going. But see what has happened to this man. You see, who is the father of Dhritarashtra? Sakshat Vedavyasa Rishi only, who else? Correct? You see, in Bhagavad Gita, there is, you know, Athava Yogi Nameva, Kule Bhavati Dhimatam, Edadhi Durlabhadaram, Loke Janma Yati Kusham. If you see Dhritarashtra, something unique is there in this man. Though the society will label him as a negative character, etc., but you see, the entire Bhagavad Gita was actually given to Dhritarashtra, isn't it? In fact, Bhagavad Gita starts with Dhritarashtra Vacha. Correct? But then, Karma Kshetra Kurukshetra. No, Karma Kshetra. Dharma Kshetra Kshetra Samaveda Yuyutsavaha Mamaka Pandavasya Bhaktima Kuruvata Sanjaya. After that, you will not find Dhritarashtra anywhere. That is only Dhritarashtra Uvacha. Sanjaya Uvacha comes again and again. After that, after listening to Bhagavad Gita, what happened to this man? Was he happy? Was he sad? We are all imagining this. We just don't know what happened to this Dhritarashtra. It is only science. But you see, he was getting a right bend. Unknown to the society. Nobody knows. So actually, the spiritual growth, you know, spiritual evolution is a very exciting process. Nobody can make any guess. The greatest criminal can become the greatest saint. And the so-called saint may be an ordinary person. Or maybe a criminal, who knows? Very, very dangerous. Nobody can give a certificate to anybody. The very subjective journey, who is where, nobody knows. You see, the most mysterious case is this case of Dhritarashtra. Very mysterious. Those sorrows have ripened him so much. The sorrow is Dhritarashtra had gone through is unimaginable. Just imagine 100 sons being killed. Every day Sanjaya would say, okay, today this many of your sons are killed by their Bhima. Just imagine 18 days. The amount of sorrow he was going through. And then the disrespect here after everybody said, he is still alive. He's not dying. And now he has to remain in a palace ruled by his own enemy. Those people who have killed his son, against whom he did all atrocities, he had to stay in that palace. So imagine the suffering, humiliation, disrespect, pain, and all the near and dear ones, all are dead, not only children. It is only when there is intense sorrow that our mind turns towards God. As Kunti Mata's prayer, Vipadasantunasheshwati Tatradatrayadguru Bhavato Darshanam Yasya. Bhagwan give us more and more suffering, more and more pain. And it is only during suffering we truly pray to him, turn to him. That really is true in the case of Dhritarashtra. All those sufferings. So, you know, he's very clear. He said, Hari Bhavani. It's not that he was hating Krishna or anything. No. His love for Krishna, love for Bhagavan was only increasing with sorrow. Fixing his mind in the Lord, he dropped the ball. That was the greatness of Bhagavan. Only in this portion of Bhagavad Gita. And otherwise, nowhere in the scripture anything is mentioned about Dhritarashtra. You see, intense sorrows purify the mind to a great extent. Very fast, like the furnace purifying the gold. In the same way, intense sorrows purify the mind. This is what? So when Bhagavan is giving us suffering, sorrows, there is a reason. It is only for our own upliftment, it is for our own spiritual evolution. Now let us move forward. That chapter is over. We enter to the next chapter, chapter number 14. संप्रसिद्धे वामृतायां जिष्णो बन्धुविरक्षया ज्ञातुं च पुण्यशोकस्य कृष्णस्य च विचेष्टितं व्यतीता कतिचिन्मासाः तदानायात्ततोऽर्जुनः ददर्श घोररूपाणि निमित्तानि पुरुर्वहः. Arjuna had gone to Dwaraka to just be with Krishna. So now he had not come back. It's almost 6 to 7 months. Arjuna had gone, he had not come back. So now Yudhishthira is worried. What is happening? Why did he take so much of time? No report at all about him. What happened? And at the same time, he was seeing so many evil omens in nature. So many evil omens. Kalasya jagatim raudrama vipriyastattu dharminah papiyasim runam vartam krodhalobham ratatmanam kalasya jagatim raudrama. Lot of evil omens. Vibharyas, Vibharyaha, Rutu Dharmina. Seasons were changing. And these are all the indications. Then human beings misbehave, then they become selfish, then they are unrighteous. The seasons, they reflect it. There is a direct relation between how the seasons change, how the cosmic forces operate, and how we behave in this world. There is a direct relationship. So, these are all the indications. So, actually, Bhagavan had left the body. Kali Yuga had begun. So, these are the indications of Kali Yuga also. Everything is written so many years back. You see, there will be change in the season. When Yudhishthira was ruling the kingdom, what was the situation? All the seasons would be perfect. Rain would be perfect. No ativrishti, no anavrishti. No rain is anavrishti. 2 months rain is called ativrishti, flooding and all that. Everything perfect. So when people live righteously, the cosmos reflected it. This is called the blessings of the cosmos, Mother Nature. Now here, the seasons, there is imbalance in season. Pampiyasim, Pranam, Vartam, lives of men become sinful. Krodha, Lobha, Anuratmana. You find that people have become full of Krodha, anger, Lobha, greed, under the untruthfulness. Yes. Jihma prayam yavadudam. Transaction becomes deceitful. Shakya mishram cha saurudam. There is lack of trust in all relationship. Pitra, matra, suhrat, bhratra, dampadinam cha kalkanam. There will be constant quarrel between father and mother, between friends, relatives, brothers, and even married couples also. They're all the indication. Kali Yuga, Kali Yuga, these things will happen. Nidhitani Atyarishan Kali Panuvadiranam Lobadhyadharma Prabhutim Drishtva Uvaj Anjan Prabhasim. All this kind of evil. Yudhishthira spoke to his younger brother, Bhima. What did he say?
जिष्णुर्बन्धुदिदृक्षया ज्ञातुं च पुण्यशोकस्य कृष्णस्य च विचेष्टितं गतासत्ताधुनामासा भीमसेन I mean, it's almost 7 months. I am not listening any news from him. He went there to be with Krishna, his close friend. But oh, I'm not able to make out why he is late. What is stopping him? What is happening there? Abhideva Shiramadishtaha Has that time come when Narada Rishi had indicated to us that very soon Bhagavan is going to leave the body? Did that time come? I think something like this is happening because I am seeing so many omens, evil omens in this world. Now Minister is remembering how many ways Bhagavan has blessed. Jasmana Sampado Rajyam Daya Prana Kulam Praja Asan Sapatna Vijaya Lokashaya Lokraha. It is only because of the grace of the Lord that we got all this. What are they? Sampadaha, wealth, Rajyam, kingdom, Daraha, wife, Pranaha, we are alive because of him. Kulam, the family lineage, Praja, some subjects are happy, and also progeny, because of him. And Sapatna Vijaya, victory over enemies, it is only because of the grace and blessings of the Lord that one, that we have what we have. It is only because of his. Did that Bhagavan leave the body? I strongly believe so. Because I am seeing so many evil omens. So now, so many of them are there, few of them will discuss. Okay. Some of them, what are they? Urvakshibhamavahyam Sphurandhyam Gagunav Punaha Bepatushtapi hrudaye aragasyanti vikriyam. My thigh, uru, akshi, eyes, bahavaha, hands, sphuranti, it is trembling. The left side of my eyes, thigh and hands, it is trembling. It indicates that something bad has happened or is going to happen. Vepadushta hrudaye, my heart palpitation is increasing, indicating of some inauspicious thing. Now see, all these omens, that also something has to be spoken of. You see, all of our minds, they are called as individual mind. And individual mind is connected to the cosmic mind or total mind. It is connected. So now, if a communication has to be done by the cosmic mind to the individual mind, it will do it in the language which the individual mind understands. Communication is possible. Sometimes we call it intuition, sometimes with telepathy, all those things. All our minds are connected. They are not independent individual minds. No, they are all connected. That mind is called total mind or cosmic mind or what you call as Hiranyagar mind. So now, how will this cosmic mind communicate with the individual mind? Depending upon the faith which the individual mind has in the language of the individual mind.
Therefore, if you strongly believe that black cat crossing is illegal, it is inauspicious, then something will happen. Then an indication has to be given that. So, what is the necessary condition? You must have faith. If you don't have faith, nothing will happen. But if you have faith, if the cosmic mind has to indicate something, then it will start communicating this. Many times this has happened. You know, America, children are there, and something like this happened. They have their father or mother sick, elderly in India. Something like this happened, and strong voice of intuition says that, no, I have to go back. And they go back, maybe 1 or 2 days. Father or mother, they pass. Many such stories they have come and told. Something I felt like doing. I just went, and maybe even a few of us. Thank God, I went. I did not push them. So many such stories have come. It is true. So, this language of omen, the science of omen, it is provided in your faith. Two individual minds can communicate with each other. Sometimes they call it telepathy, but these are all the ways. Is possible to communicate. But in those times, people were more introvert. So, another law with this communication is the more and more you are extrovert, you will never be able to use this mode of communication. Because unless you look within, you will never be able to listen to this inner voice. So slowly, slowly, all these things are disappearing because our attention is completely outward. So now, Yudhishthira is telling all this. If your faith will work, otherwise it won't work. Okay, faith is necessary. Okay, continuing. One or two other discussions that we will. Another one which we discuss is, you see, look at this female jackal. It is howling, looking at the rising sun. This is considered to be auspicious. Look at this dog. It is looking at me fearlessly and barking. Superior animals are going round and round, keeping me towards their left. Whereas inferior animals, like donkey, etc., it is going round and me, keeping me towards their right. That is auspicious. Look at this owl, it is screeching tirelessly. At this cow, it is not giving milk to its baby, its calf. And the calf is also full of tears. It is not drinking milk from the mother. Both of them are in tears. And look at this idols in the temple. Tears are coming down from those idols. All this is Vrishabha's going to see some Shiva of them are human. Manyate, this is 21. मन्यतेर्महरुपादै नूनं भगवतः पदे अनन्यपुरुषश्रीः नाभूर्भतसो भगवन् ऐ कन्क्लूड् दट् दिस् अर्थ् इस् मोर् ब्लेस्ड् बै द डिवैन् फीट् आफ् द लॉर्ड् इति चिन्तयतस्तस्य दृष्टारिष्टेन चेतसा राज्ञः प्रत्यागमब्रह्मन् यदुकुल्याः पतिध्वजः इन् दिस् वे एस् अ किम् अस्ति किम् अट् दट् टैम् हू केम् अर्जुन कम्स् एक्साक्ट्लि अट् दिस् टैम् अर्जुन कम्स् एण्ड् वाट् वास् दिस् कण्डीशन् तं पादयोर्निपतितम् अयथापूर्वमातुरम् अधोगमं बिन्दुं सृजन्तं नयनाब्जयोः फॉल्स एट द फीट ऑफ युधिष्ठिर पादयोर्निपतितम् अन्यथा पूर्व मात्र ही वॉज ए वेरी वेरी डिफरेंट पर्सन। अन्यथा पूर्व अर्जुन नॉर्मली इज फुल ऑफ एंथुसियाज्म, करेज, शेयरफुलनेस एक्सेट्रा, बट दिस अर्जुन वॉज कंप्लीटली डिफरेंट। अधो बदनम इज लुकिंग डाउन, औदिन्दून सृजन्तं नयनाब्जयोः, फ्रॉम हिज आईज कॉन्स्टेंटली ट्यूर्स फ्लोइंग डाउन। विलोक्य उद्विग्न हृदय विच्छाय मनुजन्मतः, So his face was joyous, full of disturbance in the mind. And then, at that time, Yudhishthira remembered what Maharishi had told. And then, he spoke these words. Yudhishthira was, Kachitanartapuryamnah swajanasukramasate मधुभोजरचारभार सांप्रतांधतरुष्णय। नाउ देयर इज अ पोर्शन वेयर युधिष्ठिर इज आस्किंग अर्जुन, यू हैव गॉन देयर, हाउ आर ऑल आवर यादवास, वेट प्लीज प्लीज कम हियर, आर दे ऑल फाइन, आर दे रिमेंबरिंग अस, ऑल गुड। सो देयर इज अ बिग लिस्ट, सो युधिष्ठिर इज आस्किंग बहुत सूर्यसेना द मैटरनल ग्रैंडफादर वसुदेव, सूर्यसेना ही हो, सूर्यसेना ही थी द फादर ऑफ आवर कंस। देन वसुदेव अलोंग विद हिज सेवन वाइव्स एंड चिल्ड्रन आर दे फाइन, वसुदेव अलोंग विद देवकी। देन उग्रसेना इज, आई एम सॉरी, उग्रसेना इज द फादर ऑफ कंस, नॉट सूर्यसेना।
राधा
Correct, something like that, you are right. Ugrasena is a Pala. So Ugrasena, how Ugrasena is fine. Then Hrudika, Kruta Varma, Atura, Jayanta, Gada, Sarana, they are all the cousins of Krishna. Are they all fine? Then Shatrujit and Balarama, the commanders of Jeru, are they fine? Pradyumna, Pradyumna, son of Krishna, Aniruddha, grandson of Krishna, Sushena, father of Satyabhama, how is he? Charudeshna, again son of Krishna, Rushabha, another son of Krishna, Sutadeva, son of Krishna and Satyabhama, Uddhava, Sunanda, how are they? So all these things are there. Are they remembering us? And finally, but Arjuna was not at all in any mood. He must be sad. As if he was not even reasoning for this. Now there is a few questions which Arjuna and Yudhishthira asked. These questions are interesting. You see how beautifully Puranas tell the Kshatriyas what your dharma is. 39 Kachityanam Vrindavan Bhrashtadehyavibhasine Alabdhamanam Vrnyata. What happened? Why are you so sad? Are you sad because Alabdhamanah Avajnatah? You have been staying there for such a long time. So when you go to some friend's place or relative's place for a long time, what happens? In the beginning there is joy and all that. Slowly, there is disrespect. As I say, familiarity breeds contempt. Did you experience that? Because you have stayed there for a long time? और कर्चिन्नाभ्यतोभावी शब्दादिभिरमङ्गलैः नदत्तमुत्तमद्भिभ्यः आशयाय प्रतिश्रुतम्। और इज इट दैट समबडी हैज स्पोकन हार्श वर्ड्स अगेंस्ट यू बिकॉज ऑफ दिस योर स्टैंड, और इज इट दैट समबडी यू प्रॉमिस्ड समबडी टू गिव समथिंग एंड यू कुड नॉट गिव, means what? You promise something, you must be. So this is how the value starts. See? Karchit kum brahman bal gamrudham roginam sriyam sharanobasudam sattvam nākyāshī sharanapadaham. Is it that somebody asked for protection, took refuge in you, and you could not protect them? Especially, who are they? Brahmana, Hurinan, Balan, Chagan, Gam, Cows, Vritham, old people, Roginam, Rogi, sick people, Striyam, Vinan. Those have come, taken refuge, and you could not provide refuge. Is it so? Means what? A Kshatriya has to do all this. You see how the values are put. Then, अहिशिपर्यकुम्भास्तम् सम्पूज्यान्वृद्धबालकान् जुगुप्सितम् कर्म किञ्चित् कृतवान् मयदक्षमम् और इज इट सो दैट यू आर ईटन बिफोर गिविंग फूड टू ऑल दीज पीपल वृद्ध बालक एक्सेट्रा ओल्ड पीपल चिल्ड्रन यू आर नॉट सपोज टू ईट सपोज टू होल्ड टू दैट आफ्टर दैट यू ईट और इट डू समथिंग Some inferior act because if you are not able to forgive yourself. Is it so? There has to be a reason. And finally, the main thing is, but Arjuna, I think you will not do all these kind of things. My doubt is this is the reason. What is there? Karchit preshtatavenatha hrudaivenatma bandhuna shunyosmi harito Is it because of that vacancy created by the absence of your bosom friend? Is it because the Bhagavan is no more? The absence of Bhagavan has created this ugly, this emptiness. With that question, this chapter is over. Now we enter into the 15th chapter. Now here, the essence of this chapter is Bhagavan Krishna. Arjuna says, yes, that's okay, our brother, that is the reason. And now he is remembering in how many ways Bhagavan protected them, empowered them, blessed them, That story we will take up tomorrow. No chapter. So, lot of stories. Tomorrow is a day of stories. Arjuna is a remembering in how many ways Bhagavan has blessed us. So, it is actually stories from Mahabharata. And finally, Arjuna said, the moment Bhagavan has left me, all my powers are gone. Once upon a time, I was the number one archer in this world. But I was given a small responsibility. Chariot is the same, bow and arrow is the same, horses are the same, I am the same, Gandhi is the same, everything is same. But that absence of one man made all the difference. I was not even able to defend myself from the hands of a handful of cowgirl boys. So this way he lands. In fact, Arjuna's ego was punctured. He had his ego that had the number one archer. I was instrumental in defeating the entire Kaurava army full of invincibles. But then there was one obstruction which prevented Arjuna from gaining the knowledge which was given in the battlefield. The entire Gita was given to Arjuna, but did Arjuna again enlighten him there? No. In the battlefield, he did not have. It is after this, in this chapter, you will find Arjuna that obstruction was there, that little ego was there, Bhagwan clearly said that also. And then he said that whatever knowledge was given to him in the battlefield in the form of Bhagavad Gita, it just surfaces at this time, and then he gets absorbed in that bliss. He becomes instrumental in inspiring all the other brothers to see the Lord. That beautiful portion we will see tomorrow. Right, tomorrow and day after. Lot of stories which will evoke devotion. That is more important. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukkhabhag Bhavet, Asato Ma Saddamayah, Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamayah, Namodachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah Hari Om.